Clutter is anything that is taking up space in your physical environment or otherwise that you don't need. I don't care how pretty it is, it's clutter. I'm Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Hey there, welcome back to the Redefining Wealth Podcast. I am so excited. Not only is it a brand new month, it is my birthday month, okay? March 15th is my 43rd birthday. I am so excited. It is also International Redefining Wealth Day. I am so excited. It is also the month that we are doing our one and only soul detox event. Yes, going down on March 14th. It's a lot going on around here, and I'm super excited because we get to talk about one of the pillars that I think you guys overlook. I think you guys don't treat the space pillar right. I am here to take a stand this month for the space pillar because it is imperative that you set your life up to support you in anything that you say you want. And your physical environment matters. And all of the time, energy, creativity, divine downloads that get stuck in your clutter. Baby, do you understand what it is costing you? I'm going to break down for you today what it's costing you. If you're like, Patrice, what is the space pillar? I'm new here. Go to patricewashington.com/quiz. It's going to break down for you what my six pillars of wealth are, and it'll tell you which pillar in particular may be keeping you stuck in this season of you redefining wealth and wanting to live your life more authentically and more wealthy. Now, listen. The space pillar is third. We have so many goodies for you. If you're not in the Redefining Wealth app, you should be. The guide this month is so good. It's the Release to Receive guide, and it's about how to lighten the load and live free. And if you saw our Stop People Pleasing guide last month, you already know it goes hard. There are affirmations for you. There are podcast episodes to support you. And there's tons of self-reflection, journaling prompts, action steps for you to take, because I really want to see you integrate these pillars in your life. So make sure you download the Redefining Wealth app if you want to get access to the guide. And if you're in the Institute for Redefining Wealth, don't forget, I have a big challenge for you this month all around the space pillar. It's going to be so good. Take your quiz, because once you know exactly which pillar you need support in, I'm guiding you through 2 to 3 things you want to clean up immediately in your environment to help you create breakthrough in that pillar. And therefore, in your life, in your wealth, in your purpose, and all the things. So listen, before I get down to the nitty gritty of what clutter is costing you, here is the affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, detoxing my space is an important part of my healing. I recognize that healing journeys are complex and apply to more than just an emotional cleansing. Allowing myself to cleanse my surroundings of negative energy and clutter is an integral part of the process as well. With intention and mindfulness, I release anything that no longer serves my well-being, creating space for positivity to thrive. Each item removed is a step towards greater clarity and renewal, revitalizing my environment and uplifting my spirit. As I detox my space, I release unnecessary stress and embrace a sense of liberation and empowerment, knowing that I am actively creating a harmonious space for my healing. With each cleansing ritual, I invite fresh energy and healing vibes into my life. I nurture my soul and I foster a sense of more peace. Detoxing my space is an important part of my healing. Okay, let's dive into what clutter is costing you, because I believe that there are definitely hidden costs in how clutter affects our lives every single day in every single way. Now, first of all, here's what you need to know. Clutter definitely goes well beyond physical possessions. Clutter isn't just about the stuff we accumulate. It does expand to your mental space. It expands to your schedules, your relationships, everything around you. And what we say here at Redefining Wealth, and have been since 2017 when we launched, is that clutter is the physical manifestation of chaos in your mind. If you tell me which pillar you're stuck in, I can guide you through what possibly the physical clutter looks like in that area. If you tell me, oh, I'm so stuck in the fit pillar. I just feel mentally stuck. I'm mentally stuck in old relationships that no longer serve me. I could tell you that you probably have hidden clutter of old emails, love letters, cards, paraphernalia from an ex-lover, right? That you need to release, and you would be able to start to move freely. Some of us have all of this unsupportive stuff from people or places or seasons from our past that we keep carrying into our future and thinking that something is going to be different. That clutter has a toll. It definitely does. And it'll manifest at the times that we least expect it or least desire it. And so I want to break down for you three big areas where I believe clutter is costing you. The first one is the emotional cost. There is an emotional toll that clutter can take on our mental well-being. It's not just about the mess. It's not just about the space, like, oh, it's taking up space. It's not only taking up space in your physical space. It is taking up space in your heart, in your soul, and it is stirring up emotions that don't even serve you. One of the big things that I have noticed when it comes to the emotional cost of clutter is the feelings of overwhelm, stress, and anxiety, and how it creates this really nasty loop. So what does that mean? Usually when you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or anxious in an area of your life, there is physical clutter that illustrates that. Just recently, we had Dr. Patrice Buckner Jackson, my client, on the podcast. And in her book, Disrupting Burnout, she actually describes that under her desk, this is when she had almost a breakdown and left her job with no notice, a job that she had prayed for and worked her way up to for 20 years. Under her desk, there were piles of paper. There were piles of files. And while she had her name on the parking spot and the beautiful office and all of the notoriety, hidden behind her desk was something that illustrated the overwhelm, the stress, and the anxiety she was facing. It's just that other people couldn't see it. This is what many of us deal with behind closed doors. We deal with all of this physical clutter, and just because the outside looks really pretty and shiny and what we prayed for, we don't really understand the toll that even papers under a desk could be costing us, like the toll that is taking on us. And what does that do? It creates a little nasty loop, like I said, because you're already feeling overwhelmed, stress, or anxiety in whatever the situation is. And now that you have this clutter, that clutter produces more overwhelmed, stress, and anxiety because we start to feel a sense of shame or guilt around it. How can I be so overwhelmed and stressed by something that I prayed for, by the people that I asked for, i.e. our spouses, our children, our co-workers, the environment that we work in, like any number of things? How can I let this overtake me this way? So then we feel embarrassed and we don't tell people what's going on. We don't ask for help and we hide. Some of us have beautiful homes. If people walk into our living room right now, it's immaculate, but let them get to the bedroom. Let them get to the closet. Let them get to some of the areas that you don't show, that you don't expose. There was an influencer I saw recently on social media. I can't even think of who it is at the moment, but I really applaud her because she's a well-known influencer and well-known for all of the labels and the brands and the fancy cars and will show the big house on the outside. And one day she finally turned her camera. And when she turned her camera from that little slither of this closet that people are coveting, you could see that she was actually a hoarder. and she was dealing with mounds of clutter. Could you imagine the toll on her mental well-being? I applaud her for giving voice to it and from just for coming out, because you have all of these people who are looking and wishing and hoping and praying that they could have this slither of what they could see on video. But really, if they knew what she was dealing with deep down, how it was impacting her mental well-being, how it was causing her to be frustrated or irritable, or maybe even sometimes depressed. And these are my words for general. I'm not saying this of that young lady, but I can only imagine, because research has shown that there is a correlation between clutter and increased levels of cortisol. That's the stress hormone. And all that would do is exacerbate mental health issues. So do you see that there's always a connection between all of the pillars? There's a reason that we have the order of the pillars the way that we do. And space pillar being the third is, once you start to get mentally aware of where you are stuck, one of the things you have to do is look at who you're around that's exasperating that, and then what your environment looks like and how that may be impacting it. So not only causing it, but then also creating that loop that I talked about. So there's an emotional cost to the clutter that you may be dealing with. And over time, you're going to feel it. You are going to feel it. There's only so long that you can hide. And it's not about hiding from other people, but even hiding this from yourself. Remember that when you're in the awakening stage of redefining wealth, this is where we are just radically honest about what no longer serves us. And if you have some sense of shame and guilt associated with how you're really living, or what's going on under the desk of your office, or what's going on in that car, if you have to apologize every time someone accidentally sees your clutter, it's going to erode your self-esteem and your confidence over time. And that does impact your long-term ability to create and maintain financial wealth. So we want to work on that. Second, there's a time cost of clutter. Man, dealing with clutter is just time consuming in general, you guys. It is not just taking up our physical space, it is taking up our time. This is why I talk so much about time management in Redefine Wealth for Yourself. There's a section in that book that is just about time management and how easy it is for us to lose track of time or to waste time when we are dealing with clutter. There was a survey years ago that said in America, the average American spends 76 hours a year looking for things they already own but can never find. Is that you? We're talking about always searching for keys, always searching for wallets, always looking for important documents or paperwork. There's just always items misplaced. And we blame it on our busy brain, and we blame it on the kids and the dog ate my homework. You remember that excuse from back in the day? But really, a lot of us are losing items because it's just lost in the sea of unnecessary things that we have accumulated. And the truth is, when we let go of what no longer serves us, we can free up time for what truly matters. When everything has a space, when everything has a designated space, then we can get through our daily tasks much easier. We can clean and maintain things with much less effort. So it's the time that we lose in searching for things. It's the increased cleaning and maintenance. Cluttered spaces just require more time and effort. When you have more surface, I remember telling a client this years ago, she actually had her camera on and she showed us her bedroom and was talking about why it was always cluttered. And one of the first things I said was, you have too many surfaces. You have those nightstands, you have the dresser drawers, you have that other armoire looking situation, you have an ironing board in there, you got multiple chairs. Honey, it's too many surfaces that clothes can be left on. It's too many surfaces that paperwork can be put on. I am not a fan of having too many surfaces. And that may sound crazy, but honestly, it's more space for things to just get placed on top of. But then it's also more to dust, to vacuum, to organize. There's just too many hiding spots for things, for critters, for right? And too much clutter also makes it harder for you to address maintenance issues up front. That's a whole nother cost. Because if you can't really see something and tell that it's time to be repaired or something is eroding, then typically what happens is it gets to the breaking point. Maybe when it was a whisper or a pebble, you could have caught it. And now it's a full blown disaster and you didn't even see it. You literally, physically didn't see it. Why? Clutter. Have you realized yet that your purpose in life is constantly evolving? The thing is, it can only evolve, grow, and expand to the extent you're willing to do the work to heal. That's why I've created a transformative half-day virtual event designed for purpose chasers who want to integrate their authentic selves in every aspect of their life. Together, we're going to co-create conversations around reflecting on current patterns, amplifying your genuine desires, prioritizing fulfillment over the facade of what you should do, and we'll talk about achieving actual tangible results. I believe our work together will have a profound impact on your life as we break you out of autopilot, scale your potential, and set you up to attract everything you say you desire. Plus, this space will be an enjoyable and supportive environment for new connections with like-hearted purpose chasers from all over the world. Together, we will laugh, dance, and maybe cry, but we'll be doing the work together. If this speaks to your soul and you want to detox and release what's no longer serving you so you can live fully in the pillars of redefining wealth, tickets are currently complimentary for this half day of coaching, training, and co-creating a new blueprint for your heart's desires directly with me. So grab your ticket today at patricewashington.com/souldetox. That's patricewashington.com/souldetox. Clutter can impede your daily tasks because you're always delaying things. You're always turning simple activities like cooking or getting dressed or even just working from home, it starts to take longer because you're always, again, searching for things, or you're always having to just move through stuff to just get to what you want to do. I remember how long it took me to start my first book, because I was writing my first book in the extra bedroom. And it was an extra bedroom that was also my office, but it was also where we folded laundry. And it was also where everything went to die that came in the house. You know, the stuff where you can't quite figure out where to put it, or it's not time to put it up or out yet. And so you just have it all piled up. That was that bonus room. And I remember that I would sit down to write my first book, Real Money Answers College Life and Beyond. And I would get so frustrated because I would think, like in the shower, on the treadmill, or when I was taking a walk or run, that I had all these ideas. And then I would go sit in that space and I couldn't really get anything out. I was writing, but I wasn't writing as many words as I wanted to complete every time I had a writing session. And finally, I got to the point where I was frustrated, which I always say frustration is an invitation to take inventory. And I looked around and I said to myself, Patrice, is this the space of a best-selling author? When you think about any of the authors that you admire, would you think of them writing their books in a space that had laundry piled up next to them? Or where there were all these boxes half open, where there were things, toys, all this stuff not quite done. Would you imagine them in this space? And then I realized a part of my problem was I couldn't think in that space. I didn't feel creative. I didn't feel productive. If anything, it always led me to procrastinating, because sometimes I walk in or I look at something, I'd be like, what is that again? Now I start going down the path of, why did we order this? Why is this here? And it did what? It led to overwhelm, questioning, wasting time. It aided in me avoiding and delaying my book project because I always had the excuse that there were other things that were more important at that moment. Ultimately, it reduced my productivity. And that's the time cost of clutter, right? Because it'll create distractions and it'll reduce your focus. There's even studies that say cluttered workspaces impair cognitive functioning and decrease productivity levels, which obviously means it's going to lead to a decrease in efficiency or just your effectiveness. When we could be working on our purpose, but we're always looking for stuff or going through stuff or being distracted by stuff. One of the best things I could have done for myself as an author, as a writer, was to reframe how I saw that space. I did an episode about it years ago called Are You in a Money Making Space? I would really suggest you checking it out. And we'll probably place it in the guide if it's not already there. Are you in a money making space? That idea has guided me since, I would say, 2011 is when I had to look around that room. My book came out in 2012, but my book was so much easier to write when I was in a space that felt clear. If you are working on a project of any kind, anything related to your purpose, I would invite you to take a look around the room, the physical environment where you've been working on that, and see if that's the thing that's wasting your time. Sometimes we're misassigning the time wasters. Sometimes we're saying it's about the kids, or we're saying it's about the 9-to-5, or we're saying it's about this unsupportive person in our lives. But maybe it's about the fact that your space is just not set up to support you. So you're saying one thing, but the way you're maintaining your space is what is sabotaging your success. It's the time cost of clutter. And then, of course, there's always going to be the financial cost of clutter. Clutter is taking up your money. I cannot tell you how many people I have coached and counseled over the years who, when we really get down to why they don't have an additional $200, $300, $500 a month to put towards savings or debt elimination or the opportunity fund that they want to start, they are spending on unnecessary storage units. Their storage units, purchasing the same item multiple times, and then impulse purchases. All of this financial cost of clutter, right? Because every dollar spent on clutter is a dollar that could be invested in experiences you say you want, savings you say you desire, or pursuing your purpose or passion. And the financial cost of clutter on families is so substantial. There are so many unused purchases. If you are completely honest, if you took a look around your house, go in the closets, the attic, the garage right now, there's so much clutter that consists of items that you purchase, but you rarely or never use. And all this does is represent wasted money that could have been allocated towards something more meaningful and more necessary, if you're completely honest. And we don't always see it as clutter because it's not ugly. See, the problem is sometimes we think that clutter means it has to have holes in it. It has to be worn. It has to be old. It has to be ugly. It has to be raggedy. No, clutter is anything that is taking up space in your physical environment or otherwise that you don't need. I don't care how pretty it is. It's clutter. I don't care how expensive it was. It's clutter. I don't care if your neighbor had one. It's clutter. I don't care if your mama said it's clutter. Anything that is unused or is so rarely used that you could have borrowed it or rented it for a moment is clutter. It is costing you financially when you have storage units, billions of dollars a year. That's the storage industry. The storage industry is making billions of dollars a year because of our need to have all of this additional space to store things that we don't actually give a damn about. There's the rental fees, there's the maintenance, there's the transportation expenses. You're going back and forth to storage, or some of you have things in storage that you have not seen in years. If you have not had to go to your storage unit in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, is it safe to say that you didn't need the things that are in storage? The idea that you're saving is for some glorious time in the future is wild. Think about your storage expenses right now. Multiply them times 12 or 24 or 36. Some of you 5 years, 10 years. And then the fact that whatever is in there is only getting older by the day. So you couldn't even take some things out and sell it if you wanted to because it's not even worth the same. And you're like, ooh, I paid so much for that. In 97? Okay. You got your use, friend. We have to accept that maybe you already got your use out of that. But right now it is costing you. And just because it's in storage and just because it's out of sight, that doesn't mean it's out of mind. It's still in your pocket and it's still living rent-free in your head, in your spirit, in your soul. Hidden clutter is still clutter. The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. It's all about the opportunity cost with this stuff. Because money that is spent on acquiring and maintaining clutter represents missed opportunities to invest in experiences that you will never forget. Invest in more valuable endeavors. Invest in your purpose. When I meet people who say things like, I want to be a speaker. I want to take command of the stage next time you offer it. But, oh, I don't have the money. I'm like, well, some of y'all have clutter in storage units that if you would just stop paying for that, you would have the money to invest in not just working with me, but working with whoever, working towards whatever. Is it really worth it in the long run? Some of us have taken things from one storage unit in one city, in one state to the next. And you literally continue to throw money at stuff that you don't even want, that doesn't serve you. Let's just get into what doesn't serve you. I remember one thing that I found when we were moving, one of our moves, I don't remember if it was from California to Georgia or Georgia back to California, but I remember finding all the little love letters. All the little old school love letters and cards and notes from all the boyfriends, the ghost of boyfriends past, taking them from one season to the next. For what? For what? Some of those people I have seen on Facebook, and baby, I cringe and also pray and thank God when I see them that I did not marry those people or end up with them. Why do I need to keep all the little Valentine's Day cards that they gave me back in the day? For what? I'm paying to move those from place to place. I'm straining to carry those boxes from place to place. I'm paying to store these things from... No. Mm-mm. I would rather invest the money in creating experiences, memorable experiences with my child. I would rather invest the time and energy that that represents in a new relationship rooted in who I am today and what I desire now. Some of us say we want new love and you're holding on to all of this memorabilia from old love that you hate it, that didn't serve you, that didn't honor you, that didn't respect you. Release it. Some of you are keeping things from parents that abused you because somebody told you that it was a family heirloom and that you needed to keep it. Let somebody else do it. Would they say, get somebody else to do it? Some of us are literally holding on to things. I remember in Pillar Mastery, we had a client who really wanted to create new relationships. And she had lost some friendships in the past. And one of the things she found when we got to the space pillar and pillar mastery was that she had all of this stuff that an old friend had given her. And like, I think it was a book or something that represented that friend's wedding. Now they had since stopped talking, fallen out, all the things. And in her office on a bookshelf, she kept seeing stuff from this old friend. I'm like, well, how can you create space for a new friendship that serves you when you keep physical representations and keep looking at and energetically putting yourself around an old friendship that was not supportive, was not reciprocal, and was not anything like you say you want? And she threw that stuff out. She came back within days and said, you guys, I cleaned up my office and I threw all that stuff out. Do you know what ended up happening? One of her good friends ended up coming out of that cohort of Pillar Mastery. when I saw her months later at an event, she said, you know, so-and-so is like my good, good friend now. When she was able to throw out the things that did not honor her, did not serve her, did not represent the type of friendship she wanted, she was able to create space and call in another like-hearted purpose chaser who was looking for the same thing. So there's the emotional cost, there's the time cost, there's a financial cost to all of this clutter. And it is costing you whether you want to acknowledge it or not. And a part of being in the Redefining Wealth community is I just want to continue to bring these things to your awareness, because we need to wake up, get off autopilot, redefine what we want for ourselves, and go actualize something new. Clutter is never about just a physical mess. It's the emotional, financial, and time cost that it incurs. And I really want to encourage you to reflect on your relationship with clutter this month. I want you to really think about this. It's not just even release and receive, although that is the name of the guide. And I would love for you to go to the Redefining Wealth app and get the guide, but it's reveal. This is a season of revelation. Look around you right now. I guarantee you, you are in a space, even as you're listening to this in the car, in your office, wherever you are. I want it to be my prayer for you is that it is revealed so that you can release, because some things seem normal and we romanticize and we rationalize, but I want it to be revealed to you so that you can release it and create space to receive what you really want. I hope this episode is a blessing to you. Please share it with anyone that you know is dealing with clutter of any kind. And definitely come to the app. What are y'all waiting for? There's tens of thousands of you. And we just are at our first 1,000 people in the Redefining Wealth app. And as we get more people, I'm going to continue to do lives exclusively in the app and special trainings just in the app and all that good stuff. So let's get together. And if you're in the Institute for Redefining Wealth, I'm really excited. You have some really great goodies coming up for you. I have some giveaways, some gift cards that are going to help you with your space pillar, and one lucky winner who participates in our challenge, our Release to Receive challenge in the Redefining Wealth app, will actually get a consultation with my very own personal organizer. She's going to be on the podcast soon, so stay tuned for that. Listen, I want to make sure that you are getting all the support that you need to integrate all of this stuff in your life so that you can live a life that is more aligned with who you want to become authentically. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose. I want you to find fulfillment, and I want you to earn more without ever chasing money. And trust me, the space pillar is going to be a great place for you to start, because you don't have to wait for anybody else. You can start taking control today. Join me in the Redefining Wealth app, and we'll talk more. I'll see you guys later.